This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in Afghanistan report a powerful earthquake struck a rural mountainous region of the country's southeast, killing 1,000 people and injuring 1,500 more. Wednesday's quake was the country's deadliest in two decades. Officials warned that the already grim toll may rise. Information remains scarce on the magnitude 6.1 earthquake near the Pakistani border. Official in Patika province told VOA that at least 1,000 people were killed and 1,500 others injured in two districts of Patika province alone. International aid groups wasted no time getting their crews into the country to help local officials find and treat survivors and get aid where it was needed. International Committee for the Red Cross spokesman in Afghanistan, Lucian Christian, told the Associated Press that his agency was working to help those affected.
Regions such as Paktika, that was even more hit by the earthquake, that are seeing now an influx of patients. So what is the ICRC going to do about that? Is that we are sending currently medical supplies to three hospitals in the region of Paktika. This includes syringes, bandages, drugs, IV kits, etc., to make sure that the medical staff there is able to answer the needs of the communities. When we talk about needs, it's still very early in this kind of situation. The patient influx is likely to increase in the coming hours and days.
The ICRC spokesman warned that because of the remote area where the quake was centered, it may take days for the world to truly understand how bad the earthquake was. Crews from the UN are also on the ground in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. European Union leaders are holding a key summit Thursday and Friday with a top item on their agenda, approving Ukraine's bid to be a candidate for the bloc. The Ukrainian government applied for EU membership days after Russia invaded the country February 24th. The EU's executive branch, the European Council, Friday recommended making Ukraine a candidate for EU membership, a first step on what is expected to be a long road for the war-torn country to join the 27-nation organization. Ahead of their meetings, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, seeking to have his nation's membership fast-tracked, sent along a video message Wednesday to EU leaders, assuring them that his nation and the bloc will be stronger together. While there is broad consensus for the EU to welcome Ukraine, observers say it is unlikely its membership will be fast-tracked, as Zelensky has requested. Several other Eastern European nations have been waiting for years for EU membership, and jumping ahead of them could cause an uproar. EU leaders will also consider the Ukraine's membership along with those of Moldova and Georgia during its meetings Thursday and Friday. After closing early this month following record flooding, the U.S. Yellowstone National Park, the nation's oldest national park, reopened Wednesday. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Yellowstone National Park has partially reopened. Record-shattering floods reshaped Yellowstone's rivers and canyons, wiped out some roads, and left some areas inaccessible, maybe for months to come. But visitors are now able to return to some parts of the park. Park managers raised the gates at three of Yellowstone's five entrances this morning for the first time since June 13th. Tourists will be able to see Old Faithful again, the legendary geyser. But for now, they still won't be able to see the bears, wolves, and bison that roam the wild Lamar Valley and the thermal features around Mammoth Hot Springs. That area will stay closed at least until early July. I'm Rita Foley.
The Biden administration announced Wednesday that it is providing logistical support to import the equivalent of about 16 million 8-ounce baby formula bottles from Mexico starting late this week, as part of the White House's efforts to ease nationwide supply shortages caused by the closure of the largest U.S. formula manufacturing plant. The Department of Health and Human Services is expecting the travel of trucks that will drive about 455,000 kilograms of Gerber Good Start gentle infant formula from a Nestle plant to U.S. retailers. The White House said that will nearly double the amount imported to the U.S. to date. Cargo flights from Europe and Australia already have brought baby formula into the U.S. Repeating this hour's top story, officials in Afghanistan report a powerful earthquake struck a rural mountainous region of the country's southeast, killing 1,000 people and injuring 1,500 more. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.